how do you make new antibiotics? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Amnon Cohen, professor of chemistry at the University of Iowa, discusses the process for making a drug safe for us and bad for bacteria.
One way we find new antibiotics is to study how bacteria stay alive. How do they make copies of their own DNA, for instance, so they can reproduce? We want to stop these events in ways that kill the bug, but not the human infected by the bug. After all, we have to make DNA too, and antibiotics must not be toxic to us. A few years back, researchers found that many pathogens lack the usual machinery for making one of the building blocks of DNA, thymine. Instead, these bugs make thymine with an enzyme that humans do not have, FDTS. Researchers found out something else about this enzyme. It is resistant to antibiotics. That gave us insight into a serious problem. Tuberculosis kills over 1 million people a year, and many types of TB are drug resistant. Turns out that when TB is attacked by antibiotics, it starts making thymine with FDTS, like going around the back door. The same is true for other pathogens, like those causing syphilis and typhus, that also depend on FDTS to make their DNA. In a recent paper, we reported that FDTS works very differently from the enzyme that makes thymine in humans. This is a very lucky thing. It means that it is possible to develop a new drug that can shut off FDTS and kill the pathogens without harming us. So, FDTS is a very promising target for new antibiotics for tuberculosis and these other diseases.
That was Amnon Cohen of the University of Iowa. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.